Kino Lamed Aleph is a kino that we usually say together. We talk about how Klal Yisrael looked, what kind of anhoga that Klal Yisrael was zeichet to when they went out of Mitzrayim. Kinim or Iro Lamanas Kiro Bitzesi Mirushaloyim. And this loshen is lechayra a very shvera loshen. Bitzesi Mirushaloyim. How could Klal Yisrael say today that we went out from Yerushalayim? Rochanami, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was Chorev thousands of years ago. But we didn't go out of Yerushalayim. The Yidden, many, many years ago, went out from Yerushalayim. And there's a Gevaldika Chiddush from the Chsam Sofer and Joshua's. It's Joshua and Zayin Be'ov. Chsam Sofer says that just like we all know that there's a Chiyuv, Chayiv Odom Liris is Atzmoy Ki'ilu Hu Yotza Mi Mitzrayim. A person has to see himself like he went out of Mitzrayim. The same way there's a Chiyuv of Chayiv Odom Liris is Atzmoy Ki'ilu Hu Yotza Mi Rishalayim. It's not something that happened to other people that they were Zeicha to the Beis HaMikdosh. We ourselves, Ki'ilu, we have to visualize. We have to look at ourselves like we ourselves had Yerushalayim, and we ourselves went out from Yerushalayim. This kina is describing the contrast from Betzeisim in Mitzrayim to Betzeisim Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Hei Omid Bey says that Rebbe, he was learning the Sefer Kinas, he was learning Sefer Eicha, Megillas Eicha. Kimoti lahaykra hishlech mishamayim eres tiferes Yisrael. Nofal min yode. The sefer fell from his hands and it fell down on the ground. So he said, Omar me igra romo lebira amikta. From a very high roof to a very deep pit. And Rab Chaim Shmulevitz in his Shmuzin, he says, pshat in his Gemara, if you would take a Megillah and you would put it, any object, you put it down in a deep pit, nothing happens to it. Now, before it was on a high roof, and now it's in a deep pit. But the chsaron is, when it's me'igra rama labira amikta, the force of the fall, that is what shatters a kli that falls from igra rama labira amikta. And that's what happened to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael went from Igra Roma Labira Amikta. The contrast, the falling from a high Madrega to a low Madrega, that had a Gevaldika impact to break Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in Ksuvas and Daf Samach Vovom and Beis brings down a Maisa. Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai was going out of Yerushalayim and he saw a young girl. She was gathering barley from the glolim of the animals of Arvim. And he went over to her and he asked her, who are you? And she said, I'm the daughter of Nakdima ben Gurion. And don't you remember, Rebbe, you signed on my ksuva, and there were elef alfe alofim of Zehuvim. That's what I merited in my ksuva. And now look at me. And he asked her, what happened to all the money? What happened to your father's money? What happened to your father-in-law's money? And he said, and she told him that they didn't give enough tzedakah, and that's why they lost all their money. And at the end of the Maaser, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Ashreichem Yisrael, Bizman sha'oysen rishtoyne shel mokim, when Klal Yisrael does the will of the Eibishter, to ein kol umo v'loshen shaletes bochem, no nation could rule over you. Uvizman she'ein oisin retzoinei shalmokim nimsorim biyad umo shveila v'loi biyad umo shveila biyad behemton shal umo shveila. They're giving, they're so low when they're not, when they don't do the retzoinei shalmokim, they become so low that they go ahead and they collect barley from the glolim of behemish shal arviyim. And the obvious question is, over here, Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai is looking at such a tragedy of someone that was once so rich, so wealthy, on such a high madrega, and now look how far she stooped to collecting barley between Glolim Shebehemtu Shalavim. Why is he saying Ashreichem Yisrael? And the Maral explains, and the way they explain the Maral is that Be'emes, there's many different madregas in things that we have in this world. There's Doimem, there's Tzoymeach, there's Chai, there's Medaber. You have a Doimem, that's nothing, a stone. You have a Tzoymeach, a tree, different madregas of life. You have a Chai, you have an animal who's alive. You have a Medaber, a person. If you take a Tzoymeach and you kill it, so it doesn't go down to the madrego right below, beneath it. It loses its whole metzias. A tzeimeach, the metzias of a tzeimeach is a tzeimeach. And if it doesn't have that metzias of being a tzeimeach, it disintegrates. And the same thing is by a chai. You take an animal and you kill it. It doesn't go down one madrego to a tzeimeach, but it totally loses its whole metzias. Klal Yisrael, the Ashreichem Yisrael, Bizman Shatam Oyser and Tzoyne Shalmokim, that's the Metzias of Klal Yisrael. The Metzias of Klal Yisrael is when the Oyser and Tzoyne Shalmokim. And if you take away the Oyser and Tzoyne Shalmokim from Klal Yisrael, they don't go to the Madrega beneath, they don't become like a Goy. When Klal Yisrael loses their Metzias, they lose it in Gansin. And that's why you look at Klal Yisrael without Oyser and Tzoyne Shalmokim, that they become so shuffle because they lost their Metzias totally. And that is what this Kina is saying. This Kina is describing the Me'igra Roma of Beseisim in Mitzrayim to the Bira Amikta of Beseisim in Yishalayim, that it wasn't just going down one Madrega, but Klal Yisrael was so low that they lost the whole Metzias, because without Oyser and Tzoyne Shalmokim, Klal Yisrael become a non-Metzias, because the Metzias of Klal Yisrael is only Oyser and Tzoyne Shalmokim.